TDE Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. The count of active drilling rigs in the U.S. declined for the third straight week and the fourth time in the last 5 weeks, according to the weekly report of August 30th. There are 503 rigs in the U.S., which is down 2 from the previous week. Rig count also declined in the Permian Basin to 305 from 306. There were a reported 105 rigs in New Mexico and 274 rigs in Texas. Lee County remained atop the Permian Basin with 52 rigs, which was unchanged, and Eddy County was down 1 at 49. None of the top 9 counties in the Permian added rigs in the past week. And Chevron has rolled out a renewable gasoline blend from soybean oil they say could reduce vehicle lifecycle carbon dioxide emissions by up to 40%. Driving Decarbonization in America, a series on Discovery Go that looks at the different ways lifecycle carbon emissions and transportation can be reduced, recently showcased the groundbreaking fuel from Chevron. Renewable gasoline blends function like gasoline people are currently using and can support a lower carbon future, the feature touted. Because these blends function like traditional gasoline, engine changes are not required in vehicles. And New Mexico Democrat Senator Martin Heinrich's campaign will continue airing false 30-second ads equating a vote for Nella Domenici as supporting a nationwide abortion ban, despite threats of possible legal action if the ad isn't discontinued. In a letter on Monday, legal counsel for Heinrich declined a request to take down the ad and issue a public apology for what the Domenici campaign said is a willful attempt by Heinrich to distort Domenici's stance on the issue. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.